This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yeah.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
It's the Week in Philly, sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers. Get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love.
I remember that infamous picture of, I think Ali was standing outside the window and Frazier was inside looking out at him with a fist. It's just history.
We are back on the Week in Philly. Now, Joe Frazier was a Philadelphia legend, one of the greatest boxers ever, who had one of the all-time sport rivalries with the great Muhammad Ali. Of course, Joe Frazier had a gym in North Philadelphia. It is a historic landmark, but it's in a lot of trouble, and the fight is on to save it. For more, let's bring in KYW's Shara Day Howard. And Shara, first of all, where exactly is the gym? And kind of give us a brief history of the building.
Yeah, it's right in the center of North Philly, right in the heart, 2917. Broad Street. No matter where you are on Broad Street, you see Joe Frazier's gym. And unfortunately, right now, you'll see boarded windows, but his name emblazoned on the front of the building. It's a mixture of love and sadness.
So to that, what is kind of the status of the building now?
Now, the status as of now is still in limbo because it's in such disrepair. So this actual space was built in 1960, actually late 1960s, and it was used regularly as Joe Frazier's like training facility. This was a community center. This was the spot where all the neighborhood kids got together and the adults got together.
Joe Frazier's gym was considered the White House of boxing. When you came to Philadelphia, you had to come to Joe Frazier's gym, you know, to get any kind of recognition.
So it really was, a center, a hub for not just community, but for growth and kind of what it was like to be a man in the 60s, you know, that idea that it's not just about fighting, it's about thinking. Joe Frazier really introduced that to North Philly. He is, you know, the real life Rocky Balboa, and we had him right here in Philly.
So the building's in disrepair, and there is a push on to try to save it, renovate it. Is it in danger of being knocked down? Kind of where are we?
So right now, the owners who bought it after 2008, it was a furniture outlet, and then it just kind of sat there. It's failed 3 city inspections and has over $20,000 owed in back taxes and utility bills. And with all of that in mind, of course, Elle and I said, hey, we're going to have to take a look at you. And at that point, Jeffrey Young, who is the 5th District Council member, he kind of pulled together the community. He was already up in arms because they thought, why let this place just sit and waste? You know, so he said, okay, I'm going to introduce a resolution. And it passed. So, and the building is also on the national and local historic registries. And it's still not enough. It still may not be saved. So Young and the community got together and said, hey, we're just going to keep pounding the pavement. We're going to just keep doing what we can do to let people know that, hey, turn the gym into a space where the kids can go again. We need it now more than we ever did.
Fix the gym back up. Then you can have young brothers get them off the street.
So I have an 18-year-old and a 15-year-old. There's something right here. Joe Frazier's, all I got to do is just fix it up.
I don't think a lot of people realize how important Joe Frazier was to the zeitgeist, not of just of Philadelphia, but of the country in the 70s, when you think of the fights with Muhammad Ali and how big fight night was. And I always find it a little depressing that we celebrate the statue of Rocky by the Art Museum, a boxer from Philadelphia in a movie. And yes, I know there's a statue of Joe Frazier, but and we have the actual gym and we're in this situation here. Anyway, off my soapbox. So what is the timeline here to try to get something done?
It's up in the air. We don't know. We're kind of fighting a phantom at this point because LNI hasn't made any decisions. The family is kind of waiting for the city to make a next step. And really the community saying, hey, the city needs to step in, repair the space, make it back. I mean, really return it back to its original glory and offer it back to the community in good faith. Let the kids, let the families, let them enjoy what really, truly is, again, like you said, a source of Philly pride. But also, hey, it's our Rocky Balboa.
So now let's stick with places with cool history. This week, you also did a story on the Marian Anderson Museum, which has come back from some devastating flooding. Now, give us the background here. Marian Anderson, of course, another Philadelphia treasure.
Yes. Marian Anderson is known for her Lincoln Memorial singing on the stage, changing history. She was a civil rights activist among civil rights activists, and she was from here. Even when she did that that beautiful performance outside in D.C., she lived here during all of that. And most of her life, she spent fighting for the rights of not just people of color, but women, but anyone she felt as though was marginalized. And this building, the house that she bought, she lived there with her mother and her two daughters, and this really was her home. And in 2020, there was a devastating flood, and it pretty much just wiped everything out.
Where'd the money come from to repair it?
So Jillian Patricia Pertell is the CEO of the museum and the Historical Society. She really just went out there and just pounded the pavement. And a lot of people like Council President Kenyatta Johnson and so many other community members really just came together, raised so much money. Would you believe it? $988,000 in repairs. I mean, from the roof to the floors, the alabaster walls, everything needed to be repaired. And the community came through and made sure she had it.
The Marian Anderson Museum and Historical Society emerges from a flood disaster to a historic reopening with the brand new exhibit, Marian, the Philadelphia Story.
And at this point, the fight isn't really over. It's about sustaining, right? It's about sustainability. So if you want to pass by, you want to go and visit the museum, go do that. But also, if you can't make it, maybe send your thoughts and your cares in with a donation.
All right. Thank you very much, Shara. KYW, Shara Day Howard joining us. We've got more to bring you on the week in Philly. Stay with us.
Oh, the gospel train, I'm coming. I hear it just a time. I hear the car wheels rumbling.
The Week in Philly from KYW News Radio is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers. Now's the time for a great deal on a new Honda. It's time to drive smarter with high-tech features and excellent reliability. Check out the Honda Civic, Accord, or HR-V. For a limited time, well-qualified buyers can get a 4.9% APR on a 2025 Civic or a 3.9% APR on a 2025 Accord or HR-V. Contact your local Honda dealer today. See dealer for financing details. Excludes Civic Si and Type R.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Low-carb keto yo-yo diets, GLP-1 injections, but you're never going to lose weight if your liver is clogged with fat. So what can you do? It's simple. Almased. Almased is a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight. And it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Join millions who have transformed their lives with Almased. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's A-L-M-A-S-E-D.com.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow, Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.